July 5th, Monday. Is there a problem because of an insufficiency? Was Jeremiah, who was confined in the court of the guards, in a crisis or in an answer? The word of the Lord came to Jeremiah a second time, while he was still shut up in the court of the guard. Jeremiah 33, verse 1. No matter what difficult situation you are in, if God's word comes upon you accurately, disasters and crises will end and God's works will begin. If you hold on to this word and pray, your situations and circumstances will undoubtedly change. In addition, you'll experience all desolate conditions becoming springboards. If God's word comes upon you, it'll be sufficient, complete, the end, and a true beginning. Rather than your current field or present state, examine what has taken hold of your soul. Ultimately, God's word can solely recreate reality. A spiritual doctor who will heal the empty places. Jeremiah 33, verse 2. Thus says the Lord who made the earth, the Lord who formed it to establish it. The Lord is his name. The world is becoming completely diseased. Brutal and violent assaults are also rapidly increasing. This diseased world can only be healed through spiritual mysteries and the gospel. If people's diseased imprints are healed with God's word, and their roots are changed through prayer, their nature can change as well. Then through the lives of those who have been saved, the church will be healed, and that answer will become connected to the healing of this age. Then what is the order or procedure that is needed to save this age? Number 1. Promises that God has given in advance. God has always given promises to those who will save the age. God gave the promise of the offspring of a woman to Adam, the promise of the sacrificial offering to Moses, and the promise of the fundamental gospel to Isaiah. To those who held on to this gospel, God gave them their status and authority. If you enjoy these answers as your covenant, the works and power of the Holy Spirit will be restored. Accordingly, the answer of saving the entire 237 nations through that power will be actualized. Number 2. Restoring what was taken away. Because people fell into sin and lived separated from God, there were possessions that had been stolen. People became entangled in worldly knowledge, different traps, incorrect frames, and snares that led them to destruction. The temptations given by Satan and the background of hell can be overcome solely through only Christ. Starting today, you must recover what was taken away because of unbelief, heal yourself and those around you, and challenge toward complete restoration of the answer of raising disciples in the 237 nations. Furthermore, you must prepare vessels that are important for the church, such as a system and materials for anyone to come and receive healing, an organized group that is prepared to do 24 hours, like a medical team, and a 237 training system that will be prepared to do evangelism, healing, and commissioning. Dear God, may I begin the true prayer to receive answers from the throne that will heal and move the 237 nations of the world. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.